is that who I think it is out in the back pews? Don't hide from me, mister. You may have stopped coming to church for a while, but I could never forget my favorite choir student. Well, don't just sit there. Come on over and give me a hug. My goodness, you've gotten so tall and handsome. I always knew you'd grow up to be a dashing young man. You were always such a cute little kid. It was only a matter of time. Okay, all right. I will stop embarrassing you. I'm sure you don't want an older woman reminding you of your childhood years. Oh, stop. You're just being polite. I know I might not be as old as some of the women who come here, but I've still got a good 20 years on you. That makes me old. So, did you finally decide what college you're going to? No kidding. My sister went there. Well, congratulations. I know you must be worried about what it's going to be like. Most of your friends left last year when you all graduated high school, but don't worry. You'll make new friends, and no one's going to care that you're a year older than them. And hey, that means you turned 21 a year earlier than everyone else, and trust me, that'll make you plenty popular. Hun, what's wrong? It was just a joke, sweetheart. There's no need to be upset. You're worried about girls. Oh, no. I'm sorry, sweetie. I wasn't laughing at you. That's just so sweet. And innocent. But what are you worried about? It's not like you've had any trouble with women. You've had girlfriends in the past. I remember you used to date the lead soprano from the choir. You two were such a cute couple. Oh, come on, you can tell me. We're in church, after all. Anything you say is just between you, me, and God. Oh, you're worried about sex? Oh, dear. No. It's perfectly natural to be worried about something like that. It's just, you were almost 20 years old, and no one's talked to you about sex before? Not a teacher, or your parents, or anyone? Whew. Oh, shh. Hey, stop. It's okay. There's no need to be embarrassed. It's just, well, it's concerning to hear that a young man can still be so lost in this day and age. And you've never done anything with any of your girlfriends? What? No. It's not sinful to want to be with someone that way. What would make you think that? Ugh. Pastor Rourke said so. I should have known. That man is stuck so far in the Old Testament, I'm surprised we don't have weekly stonings on Sundays. Listen. Sex, especially between two people who feel very strongly for one another, is not a sin. What do I mean? Sounds like you haven't been keeping up with your Bible studies. Tisk tisk. The Bible gives us lots of stories about people having sex. Take the Song of Solomon, for example. Let's go early to the vineyards. Let's see if the vine has budded. If the blossom has opened, there I will give you my love. Now, granted, this was about Solomon and his wife, but still, doesn't sound like a condemnation to me. You look a little flushed, dear. Why don't we sit down? You're still not sure about it? Honey, do you really think that God would give us the desire to press ourselves into one another? To press our bodies together, the urge to give ourselves over completely. These bodies that cry out for the gentle touch of another's hand just so that he could punish us for indulging? You look like you have a question, so ask me. How can I be so sure? Well, because, sweetheart, God told me. Give me your hand. You see, God didn't speak to me, not with words. He told me through the warmth I feel whenever someone runs their hand softly down my neck. Like that. He told me through the tingle of my nipples whenever a lover glides their fingers across my breasts. Let me show you. Like that. He told me through the moans of my lovers as they feel my soft lips caress their tender skin. Just like that. And he told me through the ecstasy I feel whenever I spread his good word to those around me who are too naive to hear it. Would you like to hear the word of God, dear? Good boy. What's wrong? You're afraid someone will see us? Oh, don't worry about that. I'm the one in charge of locking up tonight, so it's just you and me. Exploring the grace of God. Your mouth is like wine, flowing smoothly for my love, gliding past my lips. Another excerpt from Solomon. Oh, shh, it's all right. Lie back. That's it. That's a good boy. You are definitely ready to give yourself to me, judging by this bulge in your boxers. Should I take it out so you can feel my gentle touch? Say it. Good. Good boy. Here, lean into me. Lay your head on my breast. Good boy. Don't worry. It's just a little hand lotion. Trust me, you're gonna love it. Now, lie back. Little whimper, sweetheart. That's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. That's the sound of God coming straight from your lips. Can you hear him speaking to you through my long, soft strokes? The feeling of my fingers swirling around the head. The anticipation building in your chest. That's God speaking through your body. Listen to him. Listen to my breath in your ear. Feel my hand wrapped tight around you. There you go. Give yourself over to that feeling. Don't try to fight it. Oh, and I know it's intense, but you can't buck your hips so much. Here, let me open my blouse. Undo my bra. There. Just feel my warm breast on your cheek. Press your face into my breast and cry and whimper as much as you need to. Good boy. That's it. I'm not gonna let up. Oh, my poor baby. It's so intense, isn't it? Oh, but you're being such a good boy. Here we go, sweetheart. Here we go. I want you to come for me in 3, 2, 1. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Good. Oh, oh, what a good boy. Did you hear it? Did you hear God speaking to you? Sit up for me. No, we are not done yet. Not by a long shot. You can't hear everything God has to say in one orgasm. But I know you'll need a minute, so I'm just gonna straddle you here. Open up the top few buttons of your shirt. Kiss down your neck. It seems that God speaks to both of us in a similar way. You're already getting hard for me. I wonder what else we have in common. Here, suck on my nipple. Just, oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Just like that. Use your tongue. Yeah, yes. And your teeth, gently. Oh, you were always so good at taking instruction. Now, let's see if you feel the same tingle when I reach in your shirt and run my fingers over your nipple. Oh, I think you do. But try to stay focused, dear. That's a good boy. Hands on my breasts. They're spilling over, aren't they? Bring them to your mouth. See if you can suck both of my nipples into your mouth. Oh, good boy. Oh, oh, just a little bit of tooth. Just a little scrape. Oh, that's good. Oh, you are a good boy. I'm gonna slide down between your legs like this. Oh, you are definitely ready. Okay, this time I want you to let out every moan you have. Let me hear you cry out to me. Give me that voice. Oh, that little twitch. So cute. Sorry. I got lost in thought for a second. You don't mind, do you? Good boy. That little moan was adorable. But I want more than that. And I have a pretty good idea on how to get you to sing for me. I'm gonna take all of you into my mouth now. Are you ready? All the way down. Is it, my good boy? Let that sweet voice of yours fill the whole chapel. Are you okay, baby? You're looking a little nervous. Don't worry about me. I told you already that hearing you moan is heaven to me. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of inequity. The tongue is set upon our members as that which defiles the entire body. James had quite the way with words, didn't he? Are you ready for more, my good boy? Good. Your pre-cum is delicious, like milk and honey. But I don't want your cum just yet. Do you see me dripping for you? I need to feel your body pressed into mine. I need to take your warmth inside me. I'm gonna straddle you again. Do you feel it? That anticipation? That's God telling you what you need to do. Can you hear it? Oh, yes. Doesn't it feel wonderful, sweetheart? To finally give yourself completely to someone. How could this possibly be a sin? That's it, baby. Buck your hips. Thrust into me. Follow every desire your body has. Oh, good boy. Good. Good boy. Yes. Suck on my nipple while I grind my hips into yours. Yes. I know. Yeah, I know you hear him now. I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in every desperate moan from your lips. You can't help it, can you, my good little boy? You want to give yourself over to his amazing grace? Feel that euphoria wash over your body? Do it. Open your heart to it. Come inside me and let yourself go. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh. You know, I've really missed seeing you in my classes. You think you might start coming a little more often? Good boy. I'll see you next Sunday.